Pocahontas County School Superintendent Terrence Beam presided as President Pro Tem over an unusual 8 a.m. Board of Education meeting on Monday, July the 2nd. This meeting was held for the specific purpose of electing a board president and a vice president for the next 2 years. This was also the first official meeting of the three new board members who were elected this spring. They are John Burns, Justin Dilley, and Sue Hollinsworth, and they will be joining returning members Becky Campbell and Joe Walker. Listen as Mr. Beam opens this election meeting.
I'll be serving as the president pro tem for this meeting until the election of the officers. Before we start with nominations, I just want to welcome my new board members. I've got a brand new board. I'm looking forward to working with. I think that we can continue to accomplish really good things for our school system. First item on the agenda is the election of president for term ending June 30, 2020. Do we have any nominations?
Board member Becky Campbell spoke up to nominate Joe Walker to be the new board president. There were no other nominations. Listen as Mr. Beam continues to the election and then afterwards calls for nominations for board vice president.
Any other nominations? Hearing none, all in favor of Joe Walker as president of the board, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Election of vice president for a term ending June 30, 2020. Do we have any nominations?
Board member Justin Dilley nominated Becky Campbell to be the board vice president. That election was also unanimous. Thus, Joe Walker is the new board president, and Becky Campbell is the new board vice president. During the matters of the board portion of the meeting, Becky Campbell talked about the PCHS boys basketball trip to Ohio.
Well, I got to experience something pretty interesting with our boys basketball team last weekend. We went to Ohio University, and the caliber of the teams that they played against was unbelievable. They were playing against 4A schools from Ohio. We played 20 games in 3 days and only had 2 subs. And those kids played their hearts out, and we only got stomped twice. It was really interesting to see the caliber of teams that were there. And, I mean, he's setting those kids up for success. I don't think they're going to play against teams like they played against until they're in the state playoffs.
Joe Walker talked about the newest major improvement project, saying that the SBA has only funded about half of the amount of money requested for repairs to the Greenbank Elementary Middle School. After the meeting, we learned that the board had requested close to $1 million. But, although they had not yet received the official award letter from the SBA, they had been told that the award was for $496,000. They had requested a new roof over the elementary wing, a new sprinkler system for the entire school, a replacement furnace, a replacement fire alarm system for the annex building, a generator, foundation repairs, and the replacement of a sewer line in the elementary wing. The good news is that the approved project is expected to provide for all of these requests except for the new roof and the generator. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.